This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with the news. Out of stories first. Nepal marking 22nd National Earthquake Save Today by organizing various programs across nation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli appeals all for preparedness in view of natural disasters like earthquake. Armed Police Force Nepal establishes a border outpost in Kimathanka in Sankhwasabha district. And U.S. and China sign an agreement aimed at easing trade war. Now the news in detail. The 22nd National Earthquake Save Today is being marked by organizing various programs across the nation today. The day marks the anniversary of earthquake occurred and marks 2nd 1990 Bikram Sambat. The day is also being marked under the slogan, Earthquake Resilient Infrastructures, Basis of Long-Term Happiness and Prosperity. Nepal witnessed devastating earthquake on Baisakh 12, 2072 Bikram Sambat, which claimed the lives of around 9,000 people and destroyed nearly 1 million private houses and over 900 archaeological heritages. President Bidyadevi Bhandari had inaugurated the reconstruction of the earthquake-damaged infrastructures from Rani Pokhari 4 years ago. The main organizing committee is holding a special program in Bhaktapur, and in reference to National Earthquake Safety Day, Radio Nepal is going to live broadcast from the area of Bhaktapur, Darbar Square. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has appealed all for the preparedness in view of the natural disasters like earthquake. The Prime Minister, in his message given on the occasion of 22nd National Earthquake Safety Day today, Prime Minister wished the Earthquake Safety Day inspired everyone to be able to cope up with the disasters. The Prime Minister Oli, recalling the 2015 Gorkha earthquake, built that Nepal's experience and expertise on post-earthquake reconstruction would not be erased from the memory. The Prime Minister said the government is preparing the atmosphere that enables people to reduce risks caused by the earthquake. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ghanashyam Bussal has underscored the need of operating agriculture enterprises through modern and scientific system by breaking the traditional system. While inaugurating the Rupandehi Fisheries, Agriculture and Maghi Festival at Amua of Rupandehi District yesterday, Minister Bussal said the government has started taking steps in a planned manner for the protection of every sector in agriculture as it has become necessary. The Armed Police Force has established a border outpost in Kimathanka checkpoint in Botkola Rural Municipality 1 in Sankhwasabha District. The post is around 162 km away from Sankhwasabha District Headquarters, Khadbari. The westerly low pressure system is likely to affect the weather condition of the country today. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is predicted to be generally cloudy in the central and western regions along with eastern hilly regions, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the central and western regions. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM news bulletin. Now on to an international update. The US and China have signed an agreement aimed at easing a trade war that has rattled markets and weighed on the global economy. Speaking in Washington, US President Donald Trump said the pact would be transformative for the US economy. Chinese leader called it a win-win deal that would post up better relations between the two countries. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up top stories once again. Nepal marking 22nd National Earthquake Save Today by organizing various programs across nation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli appeals all for preparedness in view of natural disasters like earthquake. Armed Police Force Nepal establishes a border outpost at Kimathanka in Sankhwasabha District. And U.S. and China sign an agreement aimed at easing trade war. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.